This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend.
Hello.
That's your morning vocal exercises?
Yes, it is. I'm all now vocalized and ready to go. 7 and a half the hour. Good day program. Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. It's burger time. It's brew time. Memorial Day weekend is upon us or will be shortly. So, who's the fairest of them all? Who's faithful, you and me? Do you know that McDonald's and Burger King spend more money advertising the 2 weeks before Memorial Day than any other time of the year?
Do people go to McDonald's and Burger King on Memorial Day? That's so upsetting to me.
I think that's just because more people are on the road. And it's easier.
I really hope so.
Right? I don't think it's a destination.
God, I'm just imagining people, because like, I always spend Memorial Day like at the pool and having a cookout, and I'm just imagining people getting Burger King
bringing
for their cookout.
Bringing a bag of Burger King burgers and fries over. I decided yesterday we're going to have a little backyard cookout, sort of a clam bake for Father's Day when both my kids are going to be back home here on the 19th. And so I was calling around, talking to people who do this. And there can be, or you can do a very inexpensive sort of cookout, or you can do something that is wildly expensive. I had no idea. I've never really done, well, that's not true. I think I did it once a number of years ago. But I haven't done one of these outdoor. They bring everything, put up a tent, and they serve you, in this case, clams and clam chowder and stuff like that. It's crazy what that stuff costs, especially if you want to do it when the good weather is. And so just sort of speaking about McDonald's and Burger King, the other things that people do over Memorial Day I find very interesting. It's usually reflected in what you hear for commercials. So I'm looking at our commercial log, and we have Home Depot and Lowe's commercials because the home fix-up category represented very well this weekend. People have a long weekend. Many people start on Friday, so the 27th actually will be a non-work day for a lot of people. And then you go through until at least Tuesday, so people are fixing up. The weather's good, fix up their homes, or they fix up their cars. So the three main categories of advertising for Memorial Day are burgers, home fix-it-up, and car fix-it-up categories, which I find rather fascinating, actually.
The car thing is interesting.
Yeah. Well, people, you know, go outside, jack up the car, put new brakes in, that kind of stuff. That happens a lot in people, depending on where you live. I don't know that you'd be able to do that in New York where you live.
No, oh, yeah. It's called drive to Pep Boys.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Do it in the parking lot. A lot of, by the way, and that's not being, I'm not being facetious, a lot of the stores do have places like O'Reilly's or Pep Boys or whatever the other AutoZone, places like that, Napa, they have places in their yards where you can work on your car. And that, I don't know how much it is done in New York. In New York State, there's probably some law against it. But I know a lot of places that it isn't just, you don't just go to, if you live in a mobile home park and you see the cars jacked up on everybody's front lawn, go down to the Okefenokee Swamp and see everybody jacked up. Or you go to my barnyard and you see the tractors jacked up and the trucks jacked up. No, that's not what happens. What really happens is that people sometimes do the work in the yard and they can get more if they haven't got the right part and they've got the brakes apart and they need something else, they go inside the store. Often I see it's more, I've seen it in Los Angeles, or I've seen it in California and some other states, but in California, they're working on the cars in the parking lot of these stores. Very interesting. All right, so that's what the Memorial Day weekend may be about for some. What's it about for you? Probably our continuing Twitter at Good Day Show, our continuing conversation might delve in what your plans are for the weekend, especially if they're different, if it's the same old kind of stuff, yada, yada. Okay. But if it's something different, I think it would be fun to talk about it, frankly. Or you may share with us at 888-302-3684. Notice, though, how many more people want to go to Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter. Matter of fact, I saw something yesterday, Victoria, that interested me with regard to Facebook. Somebody, excuse me, someone.
These allergies, right? This is like the worst season ever.
Allergy, horrible. Oh, okay, so somebody posted that Facebook is becoming the new MySpace. and one wonders if Zuckerberg isn't feeling that's why he wants to do all this other stuff. And most of our conversation, I think, now is on Twitter, isn't it? Things
it
that
is.
People are responding
yes.
to?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, for example, what are people responding to? What's trending on our Twitter conversational pages for the Good Day program? What have you noticed?
Well, right now, lots of just in general, that's what's trending on Twitter. Lots of graduation stuff.
Yeah.
So this must be right around the time where everybody's in a cap and gown. So there's
The last couple of weeks, it's usually traditionally the second and third and fourth weekends in May, the second and third when most of the graduations take place. And so you've seen today, the information always comes at this time of year, but it is more troubling this year because of the debt. 72% of students coming out of school today have taken on debt in pursuit of an education, and yet there are 24% of the graduating class doesn't have a job, doesn't know what they're going to do with the education that they have gleaned, which, for me anyway, shows the impracticality of the focus of guys like Bernie Sanders, who says everybody should have a government paid for college education. I don't believe in that for two reasons, because I don't think that people appreciate things that are given to them versus having to work for it. That's number one. Not that the debt should be this. I said earlier, Victoria, I'm still paying off between the two students in my family, my two children, about, I think it was total of $240,000 over the course of the years that they went to school.
Yeah.
And we still are paying back, I think, $70,000. Is still owed on it. That's that's the average person probably can't do that. The average person, though, does have somewhere between $34,000 and $37,000.
Yeah,
in student loans.
That's what the 2016 class is graduating with.
Well, I saw both my older sisters went to private schools and they were very expensive. So I specifically made the decision, and my parents helped me pay for college. I specifically made the decision to go to the public school, University of Maryland, so I wouldn't have to deal with, you know, my sister was able to, one of them was able to pay it back by the time she hit 30. The other one is 27, and she's still paying it back. And that was something that I didn't want to have to deal with. So going to a public school is much cheaper, and now it's not an issue that I have.
Good.
And, you know, I know not everyone, a lot of people still have debt going to public schools, especially I was in-state. It's a lot more expensive if you're coming from out-of-state, but I can't believe, you know, especially people going to grad school have hundreds of thousands or $100,000 in debt, and I just...
Well, and forget about it if you go to medical school or law school or, you know, anything like that where you're in it for another 3 or 4 years. It's insane. I have friends who've graduated and they're just, I don't know how they're ever going to get out of debt from that. I mean, you have to make, doctors don't make as much as they used to. Lawyers sometimes do, but it's really hard.
Yep.
And I have a friend who just graduated from law school last year or 2 years ago, and it took her a year and a half to get an actual job at a law firm. Now she's doing well, but it took a long time, and she had a lot of little part-time jobs along the way. You can't pay off loans with that.
Yeah, no, you can't. It's a tough reality. It is, but it won't be settled. The fix is not to have free public education.
No, I don't think so either.
It isn't going to be free anyway because somebody's going to have to pay for it. It's the taxpayer who pays. And sooner or later, whether you think it's free at the time, you'll be paying for it in your tax bill too. So don't get all shook up over that.
I think Kara's choice, there are some really great public colleges in this country.
Yeah, but you see, that defeats the whole idea of a private education and its availability is defeated. I'm not suggesting, I don't know what I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, I don't
know. Because it's a very difficult, we've created a situation where we have probably the best, there are a couple of countries in Europe that have school systems, postgraduate school systems that are as good, if not better, than ours. England, Germany, among them. I'd say those were the two best, frankly, from my experience. But I just think that it's been practical because there are these pressures. It's sort of a very interesting time to be living, actually, and experiencing all of the sort of conundrums, the things. There are such disconnects between people who are paying more to go to school and the availability of good-paying jobs, with the realization that a lot of jobs will be eliminated by technology. And then where do we go from there? Do we have new opportunities because there'll be more jobs in the technology sector? Does anybody actually think this stuff out? It must be some government agency someplace that's like, well, if we have trucks that don't have drivers, where do those drivers go? Do they go to work in the technical sector? Yeah, maybe some of them do, maybe some of them don't. But how do you fill the void? Is there actually somebody, some plan, something somewhere going on that tries to help or figure? I mean, if you're going to pay for government, at least you ought to have some sort of an understanding or an access to information that will help you change your life. That's what you're going to have to do, because technology is zipping down the track so fast that we can't keep up with it. And that doesn't just mean the information or the way we use technology. It's its impact on society, and what greater impact might it have than on those who are working? It certainly affects how we learn. It affects what school is all about. It affects what businesses and jobs are all about. But how does it affect the individual who, in the case of the truck driver, will lose his job because we don't need drivers for trucks anymore? The interesting question is going to be how they deal with it at either end, because is there the ability to create a robot that can empty out the truck? When you open up the gate, is there a machine, is there a computer that will tell the truck, okay, we need to move this crate over to here, and at the next stop we've got to move that crate over to there. Is that possible? I suppose anything's possible. But, I mean, think it, carry it out as far down the track as you can imagine. It is possible, I think, without doing a lot of extremely heavy lifting, to imagine that there could be computerized beings and things that would make work unnecessary.
Yeah. It's true. It reminds me of I don't know if you saw the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the Johnny Depp, Tim Burton version from a few years ago.
I didn't.
It reminds me of one of the scenes. Charlie's dad works at a toothpaste factory, and he sits there on the assembly line and puts the caps on the toothpaste, and he loses his job to robots, and all the robots come in, and then they put all the caps on. And at the end of the movie, as it all has a happy ending, Charlie's dad learns how to repair the robots who took his job. So that's sort of, to me, a little slice of the way that people should be heading. Either you're going to be programming the technology and aim yourself in that direction, or learn how to fix the technology when it actually breaks. Because the technology will take the jobs, and robots will replace some people. But working around that problem is really the only way I can see as a possible solution.
How many people have headaches so far? How are we doing in that department? Oh, my God, listen to that stuff. I got a headache. It's 20 past the hour here on Good Day.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer taste, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Just let me hear some of that drum and roll music. Ain't no way you choose it. Got a bad beat, you can't lose it. Ain't no time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music.
I'm going to give you the answer to the question before I ask the question. So you have the answer in your ear right now. The answer is Chuck Berry. I crank it up, Kara, for a minute, will you please?
That's why I go for that rock and roll music.
So yesterday's best read article online at the New York Times was a story about rock and roll and what it will mean to humans hundreds and hundreds of years from now. I found this fascinating because it's in my wheelhouse. I read, as I think I've told you, 14, 15 different sources. I read three or four newspapers a day, and one of them is the New York Times. Don't always agree with their editorial policy, but I don't have to. I think you just want to know what's going on. And there are always fascinating articles about culture, and this one really got it for me, and I was not alone because, as I say, it was the most read article yesterday online at the New York Times. So, this writer, Chuck Klosterman, considered various music from my era, the beginning of the rock and roll era, worked on music from the Beatles, for example. This is Get Back, crank it up, Kara.
Get Back.
So there were basically four entertainers, four musical groups and or individuals. Actually, there was only one group, and that was the Beatles. And then there were other considerations like Elvis Presley. Started in the mid-50s with songs like Heartbreak Hotel. That's his typical Jordanaires and Elvis sound there. Also in the list of considerations of what would last for hundreds of years was the music of Bob Dylan.
Here comes the story of Eric Kane, the man the authorities came to play for something that he never done.
This
one of my favorite Dylan songs.
That's a very good Dylan song. Not in the top of the pop heap for him, but still very good music. Good story song.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, to be fair here with all of the music, we're talking about rock music. We're not talking about music from the 40s and early 50s. It was called by disc jockeys sort of middle of the road, the Perry Comos, the Four Lads, that stuff. That wasn't part of this. Louis Armstrong. I know. What was part of this was Roy Orbison. It's very much, I mean, he's got to be on the cusp there someplace. Aretha Franklin, Blondie, Pink Floyd. How many of these people you can think of? The Everly Brothers, the Four Tops, the Rolling Stones. I think the Rolling Stones probably right on the cusp of this as well. Jackie DeShannon, Billy Preston, the Doobie Brothers, Kim Carnes, Air Supply. I'm looking, there are hundreds. Wang Chung. That's a little later.
He thinks Wang Chung is going to be around a few hundred years from now?
No, I'm just saying these are the conversational tidbits that came through.
Oh, okay.
And in his synthesis of this, basically history shorthand is what he calls it, asking which musician comes to represent the genre best and which will last longest in the history of rock and roll music, Chuck Klosterman thinks that Chuck Berry will last longer than any of the other either groups or individuals that were part of the study. That's his opinion. And he makes a good argument for it.
I mean, you know music really well.
The Beatles, as far as I'm concerned. And Elvis, too, over Chuck Berry. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to see where I come back.
I think Chuck Berry's music influence is maybe bigger.
Oh, yeah. Right. When I come back in my next life, we'll check it out. 28 after on Good Day.
Be grateful every day. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Gratitude changes everything. Think about it. When you're suffering, you're not in the state of gratitude. You cannot hold a state of gratitude and suffering simultaneously. When you're suffering, it's because the focus is on what you do not have. When you're in a state of gratitude, your focus is on what you do have. Suffering is inevitable. To be honest, I don't know if it's possible to walk around in gratitude 24 hours a day, 7 days a week either. But what I do know is this. When you're in a state of gratitude, you will not also be in a state of suffering. My invitation to you today is to be mindful to express as much gratitude as you can. For more on emotional management and gratitude, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples. Make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, big. Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Day program. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And the focus on presidential primaries, races. Mrs. Clinton said no, 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 no to Bernie Sanders. What's the matter, Mrs. Clinton, you chicken? Turn down the invitation for the debate ahead of the primary on the 7th. Announcement came hours after Mrs. Clinton unleashed a biting critique of Donald Trump. Wow, that's got to be front page news, huh? She's talking to the unions about Trump. You talk about a soft audience. Yeah, let's go get Trump. He doesn't like the unions. So anyway, not a lot of challenges there. I do think the challenge from Bernie Sanders, though, is a strong one. Sanders was the first one to sign on to the Fox idea of having a debate for the primary in California. So, no, Mrs. Clinton.
Well, Bernie has nothing to lose anymore.
No. And she has nothing to gain.
Right.
Really. I don't see that she does. Okay, so I'm going to turn the attention from Hillary Clinton to Bill Clinton and his relationship to Bill Weld. So many of you, or most of you, know by this time that Bill Weld is former Republican governor of Massachusetts. Has joined Gary Johnson, and maybe if you don't know that, I'm giving you some news. Gary Johnson is the Libertarian candidate for president, and nobody was paying any attention to him at all until maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks when some money was thrown at him by the Koch brothers. I think he's got $25 million from their PAC, and so now his face and his image and what he's about seems to be surfacing. But I believe, I maintain that Bill Weld is far better known among certain ages, groups in the voting public than Gary Johnson is. Bill Weld is going to run as lieutenant governor, as the vice president. he did a fantastic job, frankly. As governor of Massachusetts, there have been two Republican governors in my recent memory. One of them was Bill Weld, the other was Mitt Romney. In Massachusetts, where it's traditionally very Democratic, very left of center. What am I doing here? I don't know. But I have homes in the two probably, arguably, most conflicted states in the country.
That would be a good way to describe it.
Good way to put it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway.
You're in two conflict zones.
I am, yes, right. So Bill Weld joins the ticket. He says he's known Gary Johnson for a long time. And is excited. Here he is.
It's not a concern at all. I think we have our positions. We're going to press them. I'd like to ideally nudge the Democrats toward the economic center, get them away from excessive spending. I'd like to nudge the Republicans to get away from their anti-abortion stance, their queasiness with gays and lesbians being able to live openly and married and peaceably. The unbelievable proposals that have been made in the immigration area to round up and deport 11 million people. This is really not prime time, and we don't mind saying so.
All right. This is the smartest guy. He has, what I remember about his, he's got like about 164, 165 IQ. This is a very smart guy. He comes from a very well-to-do WASPy family, got loads of dough, and gave his career to public service.
Is he Massachusetts all the way? Like,
no, he's not from Massachusetts originally. I'm trying to remember, I want to say Pennsylvania. Somebody will Google him or go to Wikipedia or something. I don't remember where he's from, but he's not originally, in my memory, he's not
originally.
He's
another New Yorker.
He is a New Yorker.
Uptown. Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, Bill Weld represents, in my mind, where we ought to be. He represented it in Massachusetts. I voted for him for governor. And he is very articulate as well. So what I'm suggesting to you here, everybody would deny this, there is a long-standing and strong friendship between Bill Weld and Bill Clinton. Very long-standing and very strong. So here's my theory. You can take it and do what you want with it. Bill Weld gets on the ticket and steals votes from Donald Trump. Donald Trump, if the election were held today, would win. Like it or not, that's the way it would be. It would be close, but he'd win if Mrs. even running against Mrs. Clinton. Now, what has this all the last couple of weeks with the serious focus on what's going on? Mrs. Clinton's sweating it a little bit. So Bill Weld gets approached by Bill Clinton and says, you know what, maybe you should run. Why don't you talk to, admittedly, Weld says he's friends with Gary Johnson. So, okay, you're on the ticket. You siphon off votes from Trump. We win, and you become the attorney general. How's that for a deal? Because Weld wanted to be attorney general when Romney was president. Anyway, I'm just
I think you're probably, that sounds like that makes a lot of sense, and that makes me slightly sad, and because yesterday I had...
Slightly sad.
Yes, because yesterday, in preparing for today's show and researching William Weld, which I admit I do not know anything about, except that my mom had said, hey, you should pay attention to this guy, you might like him.
Yeah.
And so, my mom is correct.
Like him when they figure him out, yeah.
My mom is correct, and I, for the first
mom
time in this
election...
Mom
is always right. Don't you, what, are you just getting
well,
that now? Your mother is always right.
Right. Well, for the first time in this election, I actually got excited about a candidate yesterday. Yeah. And so much so that having, reading up on Gary Johnson and listening to everything that William Weld has said about, I want this country to be more fiscally conservative and I want it to be socially inclusive. Now, right. He summed up everything that I feel.
Me
and
too.
And to me, this is now my ticket. Like, if this is what
overnight.
It's going to be,
yeah.
this spoke to me, and this just, it, I had an epiphany. This is what I needed to hear. Now I'm excited, and I may not win, but at least I'm going to vote for someone I really believe in now. If this ticket has legs, then this is where I'm going at this point right now.
This just in, Trump loses, and Clinton wins. These two guys haven't got a chance of winning, but they have a chance of disrupting the apple cart. So let's see. Any people in the Trump campaign have to know that. They have to know that. Anyway, Weld was on CNN yesterday talking about what the Libertarian Party stands for.
Our purpose is to put in front of the country the fact that you can have an administration that's fiscally conservative and socially inclusive and see what the country thinks about that. I think that may be 40%+ of the country.
Yep.
I agree.
I bet it is even more than that. So, yeah. And they have now the money of the Kochs behind them. Kochs will push these guys because the Kochs want nothing to do with Donald Trump because Donald Trump won't answer to them. And they want somebody who's president that will answer to them. So,
do you think Gary
meantime,
Johnson will? Or William Weld will? Yeah.
Coke or Weld tell him to go pound sand.
Yeah.
But I don't know enough about Johnson to know whether he's strong enough to do that. The Kochs must think he is, because otherwise they wouldn't be throwing money at him.
Right.
But Weld takes, he doesn't need, he's about as well off, maybe not quite as well off as Trump is. But, and by the way, Weld and Trump are friends. So.
It's interesting.
But you get into this club of, I don't know where Johnson is from, but Weld is a New Yorker, Clinton's a New Yorker, Trump's a New Yorker, you know, I'd like to see a little more diversity, frankly, in terms of where these guys come from.
Ed Johnson's from North Dakota. He didn't get invited to that New Yorker club.
Oh, okay. North Dakota, great place. There are a lot of the fellow that runs the National Association, the National Farmers Union, is from North Dakota, Roger Johnson, and he's a very good guy. A lot of really solid people come out of the Dakotas, Wyoming, the northern farm country. So this is not something that we'll take lightly, frankly. Weld is not running to occupy time and space. He wouldn't do it unless he felt really strongly about it.
Yeah, I didn't get a sense that ego is driving him, which I love. Because ego is all that drives Donald Trump, and that bothers me. That bothers me. That comes from a very insecure place, and I really
Weld
don't like that.
He's a smart cookie. He's well-adjusted. He's got a great sense of humor, a very dry, waspy sort of sense of humor. And he looks like the part. I mean, you take a look at him, this guy looks like an Eastern wasp. He does. People say, I don't want to vote for a guy like that. Why?
Well, he's not wearing, but when I think Eastern wasp, I think like a popped collar on a shirt. This guy's like in a barn jacket in his CNN interview.
No, this is a Rockefeller, this is a Rockefeller Republican. This all the way.
I've heard that term, but I don't know what that means.
It means you go back to Nelson Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family that were after World War, well, actually even before World War II. You go back to the, what came out of the Dust Bowl, came out of the Depression, where some very strong families, and actually Roosevelts go back, the Roosevelts, well, I mean, Rockefeller, Roosevelt, Carnegie, you know, that those names all sort of would be in the same circle, although Rockefellers would be a little bit newer money than, it's sort of medium old money versus the older.
Is this like late 1800s Industrial Revolution boom money?
It's a result of the Industrial Revolution boom, but not, that's where it goes back. That those names, the names like J.P. Morgan and the Carnegies and the Baron Empire guys, the Rockefellers weren't around then. I think they came around either during World War One. I'd have to go back in my mind and know who's around. But
we're not talking like founding fathers type stuff.
No. No, you're not talking. No. No. But still, there's a pretty interesting group of characters here. And whether they have an impact, I'm going to guess that they're going to have an impact. But it isn't because of Gary Johnson, it's because of Bill Weld. Mm. May is National Blood Pressure Month. So, what are you doing about making your blood pressure safe, in the safe zone, so you don't have heart disease? You don't want to have coronary heart disease, do you? You don't want to have kidney problems, do you? You don't want to have heart and blood disorders, bad circulation, liver conditions, constipation. So then if you answer, no, I don't want any of those problems, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you to a place so you can have health safely and naturally by using a product called Super Beets. I think that you ladies are on the Super Beet program at the moment.
I love it. Every morning.
Well, if you get dragging, you can take the Neo 40 capsules, which is basically a teaspoon of Super Beets in encapsulated form, put it in your mouth. It completely is immediately absorbed into your system, and you have the energy you need to start your day. And then later on, things start to drag a little bit in the afternoon. Take a teaspoon of Super Beets, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it, and bingo! Back to the gold mine of energy and enthusiasm for your job and for the day. So if you'd like to be feeling that way, you need to be on Super Beets. Super Beets, I mean, there's nothing new that I haven't told you before, but I underscore it here because so many people, I've heard this so many times, I hear these people have great results. I want to get on the program, and because National Blood Pressure Month is now the perfect time have this product at your disposal, stock up now by calling 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. You'll get a free month supply of Super Beets when you make a regular order. You can choose regular or black cherry, whichever you want, but make sure you get that first order so you get the results. It's guaranteed or your money back. 800-655-4183. That's a throwaway line. A lot of people say, what does that mean? It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed to give you the results, and you're the judge of that. They're not going to ask you. If you don't feel like it's giving you the results that Victoria was just talking about, or what I tell you happens, then you send the stuff back and get your money back. There's nobody trying to job you here, but I'm telling you, this thing wouldn't be used by athletes galore successfully if it wasn't something that worked. So that's why we want you to try it. Get in on the bandwagon. Get in on the excitement. Get in on the energy that you get. And then you alleviate concerns you may have as you accumulate things that you're not supposed to accumulate in your heart and your circulatory system. 800-655-4183 for this deal for Super Beets. Or you can go online and order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Using smart devices should not require a PhD. These new products provide simplicity and an easier life. Rowenta's Intense Pure Air Purifier features smart sensors and 4 levels of filtration to remove 99.97% of contaminants and seasonal allergens. It's the only purifier in the world that removes airborne formaldehyde, a carcinogen found in all homes. It's available in 2 model sizes. iRobot's Roomba 980 is the world's first cloud-connected robotic vacuum featuring a companion app for real-time control from any smartphone. An advanced navigation system allows it to clean an entire level of a home, and the AeroForce feature detects different floor surfaces and increases power when needed. Incipio's Command Kit wireless smart outlet and bulb adapter both allow secure internal and remote access to your home's appliances and lamp fixtures using your iPhone via Wi-Fi. Apple HomeKit certification allows Siri commands for voice control of your connected devices. Netgear's Arlo Q and wire-free HD motion-activated video cameras allow you to remotely monitor your home's inside and exterior. They're easy to set up, feature night vision, and provide activity alerts. Arlo includes 7 days of free cloud-based recording. The Arlo Q interior model also features two-way audio communication. Honeywell's second-generation Lyric Smart Thermostat syncs with any smartphone and provides a geofencing feature so your home is comfortable.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Time. It's 53 after the hour here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and the return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when those of you, those of us who are really in the know and on the go, used a Razor phone. Would you believe the Razor is back? That story up next here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
56 past the hour on Good Day. So, the question of the day is about the Razer flip phone and whether or not it's coming back. 2004 was the year of the Razer Motorola. I remember I had three or four of them. I may have a bag that still has some of them in it.
A bag of flip phones.
Dust those old puppies off so that I can use them and be in with those in the know and on the go. All right, so what's the speculation here and why would the flip phone come back?
No one knows why it's coming back. However, Lenovo, which is the company that now owns Moto, which, as you referenced, was Motorola. So the Moto Razr is coming back. It's going to be, the new one's going to be unveiled on June 9th at Lenovo Tech World Conference. And tech experts are buzzing about this because you have the opportunity to have three screens on one phone. Now, Doug, I know you have a flip phone. So you're going to be back in style. So
I've never been out of style.
Hang around long enough. And well, this is going back to 2004. So 12 years ago, the flip phone was popular.
So you take great enjoyment in teasing me about that, don't you?
Hey, you're going to be back in style. So it's you win.
That's me.
But the interesting thing is on a flip phone, you have the outside that could be a screen. You flip it open. You have the upside that could be a screen. And now where the keypad is now also probably going to be a screen.
So where's the keypad?
You know, when you flip it open and where you type, now it's going to be a touch screen probably. It'll still be there, but it'll be a touch screen instead of an actual keypad.
So it kind of look like an iPad. You'll have to touch the screen to be able to, instead of hitting the keyboard numbers below. I see what you're saying,
Yeah, well, everything's gone the way of touch screens. So
of course.
Yeah, it's probably heading in that direction. And a lot of people like the idea because a flip phone is small, and you get if you have enough screens on it, then you know, you're protecting your screen by having it closed, and you don't have to keep opening your phone with the outside screen, which will let you preview messages and things like that, phone calls, and you might be able to swipe them away with a fingertip. That's the speculation, but we'll find out more on June 9th. But it's
Samsung
exciting.
Smartwatch texting onto your hand to boost the screen size, make the tiny screens easier to use. That's what confuses me about. I got Meredith a smartwatch, whatever you call it.
Apple Watch,
And I don't understand how you, it's very small.
It is.
So
it is a small
Samsung
screen,
wants to make one that, if I understand, is bigger. You can text onto your, it uses you on your hand instead of your wrist.
It actually projects the screen onto your arm or onto your hand, depending on which arm you use the watch on. And then that becomes a viable texting keyboard.
Text on your arm. That's what we want, folks. Flip it or use your arm.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.